Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, the Dr. Zen, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Well, we just passed another 9/11 remembrance marker. I wondered if Al-Qaeda was going to try something. You know, we've learned they recently have begun to mass there in Syria and try to reorganize. I discovered they reasserted themselves in Iraq, but Trump put a full stop on that with a bombing raid on Al-Qaeda camps in Iraq. Oh, yeah. Way to go, Trump. I wonder what God is up to. Ladies and gentlemen, stand by for this word from our president.
We know that in solving the many, many problems and our great challenges, faith is more powerful than government, and nothing is more powerful than God. Since the signing of the Declaration of Independence 241 years ago, America always affirmed that liberty comes from our Creator. Our rights are given to us by God, and no earthly force can ever take those rights away. Our religious liberty is enshrined in the very First Amendment in the Bill of Rights. The American founders invoked our Creator four times in the Declaration of Independence. Benjamin Franklin reminded his colleagues at the Constitutional Convention to begin by bowing their heads in prayer. Faith has forged the identity and the destiny of this great nation that we all love. Our nation will be renewed by hard work, a lot of intelligence, and prayer. We don't want to see God forced out of the public square, driven out of our schools, or pushed out of our civic life. We want all children to have the opportunity to know the blessings of God. Prayer changes hearts, transforms lives. It uplifts the soul, inspires action, and unites us all. We thank God for the faith of our people. We praise God for the blessings of freedom. And whether we are black or brown or white, and you've heard me say this before, we all bleed the same red blood. We all salute the same great American flag. And we are all made by the same Almighty God. We ask God to forever bless this magnificent land that we all love so much, America. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless the United States. Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much.
Even some of our presidents, most comfortable with their religious or Christian faith, wouldn't talk like this. This is fantastic. So I wonder, what demographic are the Democrats trying to recruit to vote for them? You know, Yang threw out a plan to run a contest where 10 families would receive $1,000 per month for 1 year. Who responds to that from a politician, from somebody who would be our president? That insults me. He's going to give away taxpayer money in this frivolous and stupid manner? Yeah, Andrew Yang. He starts off by offering a contest where 10 families will get $1,000 a month for a year. Other candidates couldn't help but laugh at the gimmick. So obvious. So, again, who responds to that? I mean, from a candidate from... Anyway, Warren demonstrates at least some awareness that something like a middle class still exists in America somewhere. Senator Elizabeth Warren would not answer if middle-class families will have to pay more in taxes in order to pay for free health care for all. I mean, we know what the answer is. So who does she think she's fooling? And who is she appealing to with this policy? She knows it's a no-win with the middle-class Americans, who are the ones that always get loaded up footing the bill for all this foolishness. So she must be barking for those who believe everyone else is obliged to make sure they're taken care of. You know, the leeches, the takers, those who don't give a moment's thought about who's paying for all of this. They just have their hand out. Fill it up, please. O'Rourke has found his voice, I understand. No more equivocating about gun confiscation. He's just come right out with it. Former Congressman Robert O'Rourke says, quote, hell yes, end quote, to forcing Americans to give up their legal firearms. That's an interesting expression. Hell yes. You know, notice the word hell is often in the mouths of those going there. But I think his words are actually well chosen in this case, because yes to gun confiscation certainly comes from that place. Former Vice President Joe Biden at one point referred to himself as a congressman, and then he referred to Bernie Sanders as president. That's weird. He also said he was vice president in rebuke to young Castro, who insulted him. You know, I'm the vice president. And in vintage Nixon-esque style, Biden says, I want to make one thing perfectly clear. I'm not a crook. Remember that? No, wait. No, Biden didn't. Biden said, I want to be clear, I'm not going crazy. Wow. Finally, one of our own stellar examples of whatever. Senator Kamala Harris said that while President Trump did not pull the trigger at the El Paso Walmart, he is certainly tweeting out the ammunition. Really? Trump tweeted out the ammunition used to kill Walmart shoppers in El Paso. I guess she thinks she's being clever. But let's think a little bit about what she's trying to say. Trump's tweets agitate crazy people into going into Walmart and shooting innocent bystanders. Is she for real? Does she really believe this? Now, you get a brilliant brain massage insight on its way, so get ready. Look, did the shooter say, hey, I read that Trump tweet and thought, you know what? I'm going to go shoot some people at Walmart. That shooter killed 22 people, wounded another 25. This was serious, my friends. He said he was targeting Mexicans. And get this, there's a Russia connection. Yeah, got his gun from Romania and his bullets from Russia. Apparently, Kamala is saying Trump's tweets expressing concern about MS-13 gang members coming here illegally and killing Americans, something that happened recently, you know, is triggering guys like this. She thinks Trump's insistence that we build a wall triggers this kind of behavior. Really? And that would be because guys like this, you know, they want something done about illegal immigration, and that's what Trump's doing. And they want a wall, and, well, that's what Trump is building. I want you to think about this. What is triggering these crazy people? They're saying that Trump bringing attention to the illegal issue is triggering guys like this to go into Walmart shooting Mexicans. This guy's a moron. He's a murderer. He's a racist bigot and all of that, no doubt. He deserves the death penalty, and I understand that's what they're going for. And while we're at it, let's make sure the Russians are not somewhere behind this business, eh? I mean, what is his connection with Russia? Why buy bullets from Russia? I don't know. Maybe that's all Walmart had on their shelves when he began planning his attack. They've got to keep up, class. So this guy buys a rifle from Romania and his bullets from Russia. And in preparation for his attack, he posts an announcement that he'd never posted before. And there's no known relationship between him and this business before this. But 20 minutes before he goes and shoots up a Walmart, he posts a paper that identifies himself as a white nationalist. Now follow close, class. Here's a guy who never identified as a white nationalist before. He posted this manifesto. And again, that was 20 minutes before he went on his murderous rampage. He was a Trump supporter through 2017, by the way. But then, for some reason, after 2017, he just dropped off the radar there. As a Trump supporter, he went cold. He slipped off into something dark, my friends. He developed a very strong antipathy for Hispanics, in his view, who were, quote, invading America, end quote. And he bought into a theory called the Great Replacement. I had to do a little research on that, but I understand it's the idea that Hispanics are orchestrating a strategy to invade America through immigration, legal and illegal, until they overwhelm the population and then naturally replace whites. When I read that, I remember hearing La Raza advocates declare that to be their agenda, to take California, New Mexico, Arizona, parts of other states back, and that's one of their strategies. Okay, now this is risky because if you're not listening, you'll hear wrong. So allow me to begin by saying anyone who takes a gun, a God intended to be used for self-defense, get a sword, boys, he told his disciples, and they use it to murder innocent people in order to make some kind of political statement or advance some political agenda. Well, you know, that's the sort of thing socialists do when they take over a country. That's the kind of thing people like Hitler will do, or Stalin, or Pol Pot, or Ho Chi Minh. You know, these last, Stalin, Pol Pot, and Ho Chi Minh, leftist heroes. That's what they do. But first they take them away from the people. Then they use them to go, you know, you get the idea. That's what they do. This character needs to be hung in the public square with his body left to vultures. However, we all wonder about such people. What triggers them? Kamala thinks Trump and his supporters deciding to do something about the problems he complains about. Problems created, by the way, by the Democrats. They think Trump is the one that triggered this guy and his supporters. But just maybe, I mean, you know, if I think outside the box here a little bit. I mean, it's a long shot, but just maybe leftist policies ignoring what amounts to an invasion for decades is what fomented hatred in this murderous heart and triggered him. I mean, his anger at the morons who refuse to do anything about the problem is probably far more a trigger than anything Trump ever tweeted who's trying to do something about the problem he's concerned about. But people like Kamala, typically myopically, can't see past their nose, and right on their nose is Trump, tweaking it every tweet he can. And with typical liberal mania and Trump phobia and really conservative phobia, Christian phobia, really, she can't see that her people like her and her ilk are the ones that created the environment that incubates this sort of hatred and invites it. So I ask, whom is Kamala playing to? All right, who's Kamala playing to? Who's her audience? Who are the people she's trying to motivate to vote for her? Myopic Trumpophobes obsessed and possessed with hatred for Trump supporters. And what is this irrational hatred for anyone who wants the laws enforced? You know, who want freedom of speech and freedom of self-defense and liberty? Since when are such people to be feared who want liberty and justice for all? When did so many lefty politicians decide groups like the NRA are domestic terrorist organizations? You've heard about that, I'm sure. Is that not the most outrageous bunch of nonsense you have ever heard? I mean, what is it, 6 million Americans are members of the NRA to date? Do you not see that the same people, these same people, are going to start calling Christians terrorists? I mean, hey, when are they going to come up with a yellow armband for Christians to wear or for Trump supporters to wear? These Antichrist, God-hating, America-despising people are under the control of a spirit that leads to nothing but tyranny. Hosea, the prophet, complained against Israel because they set up kings, but not by me, God said. You see, not everybody who gets into government power is ordained by God to have the power, even though he ordained the power they usurp. You see, the violent take it by force. But man, are we ever paying for that sin in America? We have put people into power who do not believe in God. They don't believe in the God of liberty. They worship at the altar of the gods of tyranny. I've got, I think it's 14, maybe it's 15, one-year NRA memberships right here in my never nicotine-stained fingers. I remember Rush used to say that. Only, anyway. Now look, if you'll make a $50 contribution to the Brain Massage Show, I'll give you a free one-year membership to the NRA. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, you can pick up these for anything like $20 to $25, all right? I mean, not just anywhere, but you can find them for $20 and $25. So you're getting a bargain at $50. And here's why. Because you get 1 year NRA membership and a chance to support the Brain Massage Radio Podcast Show. Friend, it's a twofer. Now, you can come by on any of our regular public services. That's Sunday at 9:30 a.m. for my Bible study on prophecy. A Sunday morning a.m. for our Know Your Bible Insights series. Or Sunday, and that's about at 10:45 Sunday morning, or at 5 o'clock, 5 p.m. on Sunday for my series on hermeneutics, or you can come by Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for my series on spiritual gifts. But if you show up at any of those services and bring a check to the Lighthouse Baptist Church for $50 in support of our radio podcast show, and I'll give you a free 1-year membership to the NRA. Personally, I am a lifetime member of the NRA. And the state of California recently decided that I am a member of a domestic terrorist organization. Friends, if we don't stand up to this, I mean, stand up to these bullies and these demented Democrats, we have only ourselves to blame when Newsom or some other sends the Gestapo into our homes to confiscate our guns. Anyway, who are the Democrats talking to in these debates and in their campaigns? I mean, they want to take away private health insurance from everyone except them, of course. They want to take away our right to bear arms for everyone except them, of course, who are surrounded by armed bodyguards. They want to end our use of fossil fuels for everyone except them. They'll take away your cars and your freedom to travel by air, but not them. They're going to drive around their limousines and ride their jets. It is impossible for me to believe that they have any expectation at all that any regular American, any God-fearing, Bible and gun-clinging, certainly, any patriotic American is going to vote for them. No way. So where are they going to get their votes? Who's left? Do you see what I'm saying? We're going to decide in this election to officially turn our back on God, or we're going to send a strong message to the modern Democrat Party and turn our back on them. They cannot have our God-given, our God-endowed liberties. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
A lighthouse provides a guiding light through darkness. That's why the word lighthouse is in our name. Visit Lighthouse Baptist Church. Call 805-714-7731 or go to santamarialighthouse.org. Encounter God. The word means to meet, to experience, to confront. How would you like to encounter God? Maybe it's been a while since you've experienced God in a meaningful encounter. Renew your experience of God with a fresh encounter this year. Or maybe you've never experienced God and He doesn't seem real to you. You can encounter God and know that God is real. Call 805-714-7731. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church, your brain to sewer, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry yard, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. You know, Russia's right on. He sees it. Democrats believe our founders created an illegitimate nation. Years ago, I read a piece published in National Review, I think it was, titled Deconstructing the Declaration. Liberals were ranting that the founders were illegitimate, that they acted contrary to the rules of nations. Underneath this notion is, first, the Antichrist spirit that bristles at the idea that our liberties come from God, and second, the Baal worshippers, penchant for the doctrine called the divine right of kings. Some think that is a Christian doctrine, but it is not. Catholic, yeah, but not Christian. The Catholics long ago got all tangled up in paganism, along with, you know, the son of Osiris symbology, the statues of Semiramis and Tammuz, the Dagon fish hat worn by their bishops and the Pope and all that. And well, all that pagan junk. And they drank deeply into the mysteries of Satan, too. And they got a heavy dose of king worship. And it would take too long to go through all that supports these observations. Most of you are familiar with all that. But suffice it here to say, none of the elements of worship in the Catholic version of Christianity, or very few of them, were found in the early church. I mean, no images, no vestments, none of that. All of that found its way into that communion as they mixed themselves with their pagan neighbors. Along with that came some of their doctrines, like the idea of worshiping the king. And it became the divine right of kings in Christian vernacular. And that's the crowd that hates the Declaration of Independence and believes it was rebellion against God to rebel against the king. But that's pagan nonsense. It goes back into the days of Baal worship in the Old Testament period. Baal worship is all about controlling people under an oppressor with the inane notion that the king is a god or the representative of a god. And that's what Baal worship was all about. Baal means the head, Baal. And the idea was that everyone worshiped their Baal by different tribal names. The Baal of Zidon, the Baal of Peor, the Baal of whatever. And that's the way Baal worshippers think of God today. You know, your God, my God, everybody worships the same God, only we have different names for him. That's Baal worship. Along with this is the idea that the king is a manifestation of your Baal. Therefore, to defy the king is to defy God in that system of thinking. And this is what liberals believe. If you defy Obama, for example, well, you're defying God. On the other hand, if someone comes along who actually recognizes the God of the Bible, you know, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and holds him exclusively as God and no others, and does not confuse God with the state or God with the office that they hold, and, well, they defy him as illegitimate. He's an illegitimate ruler. That's the spirit behind this. That's why they hate Trump. Trump acknowledges the God of the Bible as the only true God and does not represent himself or the state as God. Obama was a son of Zeus, you see. So he's hailed as a legitimate ruler because he invested the powers of deity in the state. But Trump, well, he advocates for the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he is illegitimate, you see. But the fact is, the reverse is true. You see, God never wanted men to place themselves under human kings. He was to be their only king. The government structure established by God for his people, Israel, was very decentralized. It was under law, a written law, with persons who were appointed to rule according to and under that law, and not as the law. They had a constitution called the covenant with God, and those who led the people were under law, even the king. And they were held to account by the people for being under that law, by prophets and so on. It was a very different system from what went on among the heathen. Worshippers of Jehovah God recognized that their rights came from God and were based upon his law and not from any man. And that's where our founders got the idea. And that's why we don't call anyone king in America. They tried to get Washington to accept the title, but he refused. So here we are, facing an election in 2020 that will decide whether we continue as one nation under God or make our nation God. You understand? You know, a nation under God where our liberties are recognized as endowed to us by our Creator, or are we going to vote to remove this nation out from under God entirely and yield to the idea that the state is God, where the politicians play God with our lives? So it comes down to this. Will we allow ourselves to come under the rule of people that deny the fundamental principles of our founding, some of which were declared in the Declaration? Will we sell ourselves to tyrants so we can enter a contest to win $1,000 a month for a year? Are you kidding me? Are we going to throw away our God-given liberties and the protection of divine providence for the protection and promises of politicians? Really? Will we live like the Russians did for 70 years, where the only people who had comfortable homes and cars were the politicians? They're going to use fake science, you know, like man-made global warming, to take away your car and your freedom to travel, but they're going to keep these things for themselves because, you see, they're gods. Everyone else loses their private health care, but not those guys. They're going to have the access to the best health care available in the world, really. You see, that's because we must feed the gods. They're our bales, our heads. So you can't have private insurance or healthcare. You can't have a car. You can't fly. You can't bear arms sufficient to your protection, but they can. Yeah, because they're the masses. They're the gods. And as in every pagan culture, the people must feed the gods. Indeed, the people must be or make themselves food for the gods. They will eat you. The one thing so many are missing in all this brouhaha is that not one of these Democrat politicians are going to include themselves in the pain required to make the sacrifices necessary to produce the changes they want. They're going to fly their jets, they're going to drive their cars, they're going to live in their mansions. They're going to go about leaving their gigantic carbon footprint like Godzilla all over the earth as they use it for their personal private playground. But you little people, you little peons, you fly over country, you're going to do without air travel. You're going to do without AR-15s. You're going to depend on them to protect you. You'll do without your cars. And by the way, if they get power, you'll also do without a job. You'll do without a home. You'll do without insurance, at least any insurance you really want. They'll give you the housing they decide you should have while they live in their mansions. They'll put you in the cars they think you should drive while they drive in their limousines. They will keep you pinned in like cattle while they go flitting about in their jets, many of them visiting Epstein's Island, because the modern Democrat thinks like a pagan king. They're the gods, and you exist to feed them. Who's going to vote for that? Well, no one that loves America, but people who are here only to use America for a way they can get out of her, well, they don't care. They call for open borders, resist every effort to control illegal immigration, resist every reasonable effort to end the amnesty scam. They fight against every policy that makes America great, and they advocate for every policy that brings America down. They advocate for every policy that will compromise and denigrate the integrity of our elections. They want to get rid of electoral colleges so the few densely populated cities can control the entire nation's elections. They want to make it possible for illegals to vote and want to protect that. They hate this country. They bash it all the time. As far as they're concerned, America is the problem, and they are the solution because they understand the solution is to destroy America as founded. I mean, when you listen to Dems debate, have you asked yourself, who are these people talking to? They're not talking to the average American that loves this country. They are talking to those who have hatred for this country. They are not talking to God-fearing patriots. No, sir. The reverse is true. They're going out of their way to put it in our face. They have made it clear they intend to take this nation away from Christians. They're purposely going after the irreligious and those that would, if they could, restrict our liberty of speech along with our liberty of self-defense. Do you understand that the only people you can trust to protect liberties for everybody are Christian leaders? I mean, genuine Christians who believe in biblical principles of rule and are under the influence of the spirit of liberty. The people the Democrats hope will get them elected are illegal aliens voting by fraud, and then those who think killing babies right up to term is something to celebrate, who think parading a distorted soul in a man's body dressed like a clownish woman, promoting a lifestyle that shortens life expectancy by close to half, they're appealing to people who are saying there are 57 different genders. This is madness. We can't let those people take this country. That's the Democrat Party today. Even Bill Mayer is raising an eyebrow and shaking his head, saying the far left's destroying the Democrat Party. I've watched and noticed even Whoopi wince a time or two at the extremes coming from the left. It's getting bad when Mayer and Whoopi start backing up from their party, having questions about it. All of this is deeply concerning because it's obvious that the Democrat Party is not even trying to connect with mainstream traditional Americans anymore. They used to pretend to be like us to get our votes. They're not even doing that anymore. What do you think that means? The country is polarized, but I have to believe most Americans are not comfortable with LGBTQ advocates promoting their perverse sexuality in front of children and libraries. Surely. I guess we're going to find out. The Democrats are placing their bet on America turning its back on God once and for all in this upcoming election. Man, that's what's come down to: the people of the God of our founders versus the worshipers of Baal. You know, hey, state representatives in Sacramento decided the NRA is a domestic terrorist organization. Excuse me? And O'Rourke has declared openly his intention to confiscate your AR-15s and your AK-47s. He openly declared it. And no one on that stage objected, by the way. The crowd cheered. Listen, this is a fight. Listen, this is serious. We need about another million Americans to join the NRA. And if you're not a member, or even if you are, I have a one-year membership card here for you. It's a limited supply. I've got, I think, 14, maybe 15 of them. Join up. Stand up for one of the most beloved American institutions in this country. So you can come by Sunday morning 9:30 or 10:45 or Sunday evening at 5 p.m. for any of our services. Bring a donation for $50 to support the Brain Massage Radio Show, and I'll give you a free one-year membership to the NRA. Or stop by Wednesday night at 7 p.m. I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now you let me know you see they're on. Call 1-805-314-2114 or go to our website, brainmassage.net. Brainmassage.net. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
A lighthouse provides a guiding light through darkness. That's why the word lighthouse is in our name. Visit Lighthouse Baptist Church. Call 805-714-7731 or go to santamarialighthouse.org. Tune in Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 7 a.m.